Happy Tuesday, you guys, and welcome back to the Big Mouth Counselor. Today, I just want to have a conversation with you guys talking about adulting with anxiety and depression. As many of you know, that I have dealt with depression since I was 14 years old. And as I grow older, I am now 33, and I do see some things as far as like anxiety appearing in my life when it comes to, you know, finances or just, you know, being around people and things like that. So I want to get more into this conversation, and I hope that you guys will just be willing to listen to this conversation and just be open to the things that I have to say and share with you guys. So let's dive in. So first thing I want to start with is, I know how some of us really, like, as adults, we tend to not acknowledge the fact that we may be going through stress, anxiety, or just having anxious feelings, or just maybe going through certain bouts of depression, right? And like I said in the beginning, like, I'm 33 now. I just celebrated my 33rd birthday in April. And it started well before, like, my 30s, but it's like the older that you get, you kind of recognize, I don't know, like, things are just, like, totally different from, like, high school or middle school, or just, like, kind of, like, the stress and feelings that you would normally have as far as, like, you know, making friends or just, you know, going through bouts of, like, people not liking you or things like that. But when you get older, those things kind of tend to turn into, like, really anxious feelings because you have to go out. You may have to go into crowds that you don't really feel like you fit in. Or maybe you have to do certain things for work that may make you feel, you know, really nervous, upset stomach, you know, like sweaty palms and things like that. But people really don't talk about this adulting when it comes to having anxiety and having depression. And so when we talk about anxiety and having depression, people just think that it's just being sad all the time, or maybe, like, you know, overeating or not really wanting to do anything, or just always kind of worrying about, like, the small things. But it's like a ton of things as adults that we tend to worry and get anxious about, and our depression tends to show up in a different way. So a lot of you, you know, if you follow me here on my podcast or listen to me, I do have a life coaching and a spiritual healing business, which is called A Ray of Light. And on there, I recently was just discussing, like, stress management and just, like, tips and just really kind of talking about some things and just, like, small ways that you can help with stress management. Well, stress kind of leads into anxiety, and it leads into depression. And a lot of ways stress shows up, it leads to those anxious feelings, it leads to anxiety, and it does lead to depression. Now, I'm not saying that, you know, if you have stress that you may end up depressed or you may end up getting anxiety, but sometimes when our stress is not managed and it's not looked at and it's not kind of, you know, worked through, it could possibly turn into, you know, a ton of anxious feelings, which can in turn go to anxiety, and it can turn into depression. And as an adult, our depression tends to show up different. Our anxiety tends to show up different. So I feel like it was, like, so important for me to bring up adulting with anxiety and depression, because I know when I first started this podcast, I was somewhere in my 20s and I was talking about depression, talking about my journey with depression when I was about 14. But now that I'm 33, I could talk about it because I could talk about it differently because I've dealt with it differently. I felt it differently, and I'm still healing and working through those bouts of things that, you know, may appear in my life. For one, I just really want to put this disclaimer out that as human beings, we never stop healing. We never stop growing, and we never stop evolving. So when we talk about depression, when we talk about anxiety, when we talk about anxious feelings, that can be preparing for a board meeting, that can be preparing for a PowerPoint, that can be preparing for an interview, that can be preparing for, you know, a trip with the kids or something, or having to do something with the kids' school, or having to travel. I notice a lot of those things happen with me when it comes to raising teens, being a wife, and trying to take care of myself all in one. My anxiety tends to show up as upset stomach, really having like a irritable, well, I can just say like IBS, but I don't have IBS. But that's how my, anxiety starts to kind of like come forth, where I would have like the upset stomach and, you know, heart racing. And it's more so, you know, like you'll have nerves, but it's like I tend to overthink a lot of things. And when we have to be present for, like, for me, and I feel like it's with a lot of people, especially something to do with like public speaking, I definitely deal with symptoms of anxiety. And it's because, you know, I used to do really well with public speaking, like when I had to learn about it in college. But the older that I got, it was like public speaking just started becoming one of those things, like it's becoming kind of like a fear thing. So I remember having to speak last year at one of my good friend's events, and I was terribly, terribly nervous. I mean, not necessarily sweating, but my hands were getting very sweaty. And, you know, I just was just really overthinking, like, you know, what am I supposed to say? And I'm just so nervous. And I felt like I was so underdressed for the event. But it's like, once I start to, you know, do what it was that I was so nervous to do, it's like things just kind of take off from there. I'm no longer in control of what my body does, or like what my hands do, or what actually comes forth out of my mouth. And it's not one of those like bad things. It's just like, I don't know anymore. I think it's just more so like this was actually what was supposed to be said, instead of me overthinking it. It just kind of flows, right? So that's what I mean. And I mean, I have those days where if I'm feeling like really low in my energy, or just like really low in my vibration, I really don't want to get out of bed. And most times as an adult, that's what exhaustion or just like stress can really look like. But if you continuously linger in that feeling, that can ultimately turn into symptoms of depression. And depression is not just people like sleeping all the time, or overly drinking alcohol, or like overly indulging in food. People could not sleep, people could not eat, people could, you know, isolate a lot more, but people could actually be overindulgent in wanting to be around friends and family. It's like depression just really has like a two-sided thing. And sometimes it can be really like an on and off switch. You never know if somebody may be going through depression as an adult, because it could look like overworking, overfilling the schedule, not wanting to go home. And that hits a lot of us hard because we don't want to face those things that maybe in our head. And I could speak from experience where we don't want to face the things that are in our head. We don't want to kind of face things head on sometimes, because it can be extremely painful. And as adults, we think that those things in our head are just going to be so bad. So if we open them up, like if we crack open that book, it's going to be terrifying. When in actuality, when you open up that book, it's like a breath of fresh air. It's a healing thing. It's like a now I can breathe. And we don't see that. We don't hear it enough. We don't see it enough. We just see more so people overworking, drinking, and just constantly trying to be around people to fill up our time, constantly trying to have conversations, or just really like avoiding trying to go to sleep, or just overindulging in things. Overindulgence stands out so much to me because I feel like that's just somebody trying to overcompensate for something that they're not trying to deal with. And we do that a lot as adults. So, you know, being 33, having a family, being an entrepreneur, and just being in a new city, that does come with a lot of stress. It comes with a lot of changes and adapting. So for me, it was nothing to feel like anxious. It was nothing for me to feel kind of low some days. It was nothing for me to have anxiety about some things. I feel like I'm new here. I feel like a kid again, trying to go to a new school, going to another school where, you know, you're there for the first time, you have no idea who people are. And, you know, with times really changing, you just don't know. You know, there could be a gunman around the corner, could be sex traffickers around the corner. It could be people who just, you know, I really hate to say it, but it could be people who don't like the color of your skin that could just be waiting around the corner to just say and do anything to you. Like, it's so many things. And then me being a woman, you just never know, right? So it's like navigating, you know, a new world all over again. And not only this time, you're navigating parenthood, you're navigating marriage, and you're navigating yourself as an individual, because now you're starting to learn more things about yourself, things that you don't like, things that you do like, things that you need, things that your body needs, things that you need to cater to your mind. You know, it's just so many things. And when you sit and you dump all of it at the end of the day, how could someone not feel like this is overwhelming? This is a lot. And I'm not saying that you can't like overcome it or you can't get past this. It's just like, you know, bear with people because it is a lot. As adults, we deal with a lot. You know what I'm saying? Even if you don't have children, even if you're not married, work could still be a lot. Maybe you're dealing with parents. Maybe you're dealing with health issues. Maybe you're just dealing with family in general. It is a lot. So we don't talk about it enough. We don't get help enough for it. We don't talk to others about it enough as well. And ultimately, there's help out there. There are people out there who would absolutely love to talk to us and try to figure some things out and help us to kind of see the brighter side of life that there is, because life is not dark. Life is not full of turmoil. Life is not filled with just horrible things. Like, it's just a time, it's a transition, and it's something that we have to do. You know, I always say that we are here for a different reason. We're here for a different purpose. We're here for a different assignment. And it is up to us to always be teachable, always be willing and open to just learn more and gain more knowledge. And so when we don't honor that, I feel like we are doing ourselves a disservice. When we don't honor those hard times and those low vibrations, those low energy days, when we don't honor how we feel and how our emotions are, I feel like it's a disservice to ourselves, because we always feel like we have to be on the go. We always feel like that we don't have to be vulnerable, or that we can't be sad, or that we can't have days where we just don't want to do anything. We're always trying to be on the go. And I think that has a lot to do with society. It has a lot to do with social media. It has a lot to do with things that we see on the TV. It has a lot of what we choose to consume. And so when we get to this adult stage and we're just like, you know, I have this going on. I'm overwhelmed. My schedule is booked. I don't have time to myself. I can't take a vacation. That causes that anxiety and depression in adulthood. But who taught us otherwise? You know, we were taught to work. We were taught to just keep going. We were taught that hard work is the only way that we're going to make it. We were taught that, you know what I'm saying, you got to work hard, play even harder. Like, and that's not true. That's not true at all. Like, we don't have to work hard to get the things that we love. We choose to work hard, and when we work hard, of course, it's going to bring forth a lot of great things. But what if you slow down? It's still going to bring those same beautiful things. It might not be as fast as you want, because I feel like hard work just brings things faster. Instead of going with ease, instead of going with the flow, and just letting things come to you how they're supposed to go. And I mean, I'm a victim of that myself, man. Like, I really do get impatient, especially running two separate businesses right now. I get very impatient because I want things to hurry up. You know what I'm saying? And just saying it out loud seems like, wow, you know, you really could, you know, slow down. But you know, what about the reality of it? Because society just kind of makes you feel like hard work rules everything. You know what I'm saying? You got to wait for $100. You got to wait for $20, even $30, $40 when you're an entrepreneur. You wait just for a $100 day or $100 week. When in actuality, you're already provided for. And I think that's the point where I just kind of want to bring it home, because we are always covered. We are always protected. We are always provided for. But what society teaches us is that we have to hurry up and go get it before somebody else gets it. And that's not true. Depression and anxiety just comes from being overwhelmed. It comes from stress. It comes from overstimulation. And when we don't know how to stop and calm our mind or slow it down or even slow our physical down, we begin to go in a downward spiral. And what happens if you constantly just want to go on and go on and go? Your thoughts consume you. They keep running. They keep running. That leaves you open to be irritated, to be sad, to be angry, to be bitter. When all you have to do is just take a moment, even if it's just one day. You know, if you're a CEO or if you own a company or anything, if you just take one day to just do absolutely nothing or take yourself out or have a spa day, like, it will make so much difference in the world. And I think being 33, a lot of those things I cherish more. I don't think I've ever cherished going to the movies, taking myself out to lunch, going to the grocery store, cooking myself dinner, going to the spa, doing my nails, taking care of my hair. Like, I don't think I've cherished those things so much in my life that I do now. Because those are moments where you stop your mind from just talking and racing. You stop everything and you just do something for yourself for once. Taking a bath, going for a walk, listening to music, you know, working out, or enjoying a cup of coffee, or just cooking yourself your favorite breakfast, whatever it is, watching your favorite show or movie. Like, those are things that I feel like we get away from just because we get older. And it's not that those things are too young for us to watch, or we're too old to be doing certain things. It's not that. Like, we let society tell us what we're too old or too young for, when we still have a child that lives inside of us. And we always have to honor that child. Always. Because maybe there was something missing in our childhood. Maybe there was something missing that we never got a chance to do. Like, you know, I miss playing with Play-Doh. I do. It was a very hands-on child. But I honor those things sometimes. So I just, you know, go in and get those things that I used to do. Painting and writing and singing and doing all those things. That's why I get a joy out of doing a podcast, because I love to talk. I love to tell stories. And I used to do this so much as a kid. And so now that I can honor myself by doing a podcast and talking about things that I really enjoy, because I don't do this just to be like, oh, you know, I want people to listen to this and I want people to recognize me. No, I really do enjoy talking about things like this and telling a story, because I feel like my story can help other people. And when I tell these things and when I say these things and just recording and having a microphone in front of myself, my inner child gets extremely happy. Even if my inner child didn't know anything about this conversation, because I'm 33. But those are the things that bring me joy, creating things and just taking time out for me. You know, every day I started getting up and working out, stretching my body, drinking my water, watching cartoons or something like that, writing in my journal, meditating, and then I get to my day. But taking that time out first thing in the morning has helped just soothe me, because I needed it. Adulting while having anxiety and depression has to be something that they don't talk about in school books. Something that they don't talk about in the history books. Something that they don't talk about when we go off to college. Because it's hard. It's not impossible. Sometimes it just gets hard. So I want you to know that, you know, I'm here with you. And I do, you know, sometimes I have my days. I struggle some days. But more often than not, I am always uplifting myself. Always doing things that helps me breathe. Always doing things that soothe me and make me happy, where I don't have a lot of days where I'm just feeling funky or where I'm just feeling like in this blue mood or really sad. No. Because before I even feel anything like that, I make sure that I take care of me first. And I think you should too. Because dealing with everything that we have to deal with in life is not easy. And nobody said it was going to be. It's up to us to make life easy. We have to roll with the punches. You know, if someone loses their home, they lose their car, they lose a child, nobody said that those things are not sad. Nobody said those things are easy. But it is up to us to find the joy in situations that happen to us. And I don't know what it's like to lose a child. I know it's what it's like to lose a loved one. And finding the joy in just knowing that my loved one is at peace brings me peace. No matter the situation, how things happened, how they left this world, knowing that they don't feel that, they don't care about that, they don't worry about that, they are at peace, that brings me peace. So, yeah, I guess I'm going to end this conversation on that note. I hope you guys have an amazing day, and yeah, I'm here with you, y'all. You know, someone may need this, and just let them know that I'm here and they're not alone. Y'all are not alone, and I know I'm not alone. So, yeah. Thank you guys for tuning in again. And I just thank you guys for just listening and being here with me as I have this conversation, y'all. And we got this, you know. Always tell yourself every single day, I got this. We got this. And I'm going to rock it out. Love you guys. Peace.